Well, hello there. This is Jim, the Keys Bartender with the Keys Bartender Podcast. It's a beautiful day here in Key Largo. It's my day off. And it's a lovely day. It certainly is a lovely day. I had some coffee with the wife, ended up going to my class, my spin class, teaching my spin class, then going out to breakfast at one of our local establishments, Doc's Diner. Had did a little work outside. And now I'm doing a podcast. I actually was 20 minutes into doing a podcast when my recording just cut out. Just cut out for no reason. I decided I was going to do one long section and then move it over because I'm using the Spotify app to record it. And for some reason, I guess I lost my internet, which happens from time to time. And I could be butthurt by that occurring. But upset about it, or just go and say, well, listen, if I'm truly committed to the craft, I should just record again. And I'll just take that as a practice episode. And I think I can improve on it too. So I'm gonna have to do it. I have no choice because the recording is gone. I saw that I had 20 minutes there, and for some reason it didn't save it. And I am not pissed at it. I just take it as an opportunity. To do better, do gooder. I think do more magnificently if I can do better. I don't know. You know my commitment. I just have high standards, don't I? Not really. You can say you don't have high standards, Jim. I heard you drunk on the air 5 years ago, and you may have. If you go back, well, I can actually. From the time I started the podcast until it's going to be 4.5 years. So for about 3 years, I was drinking when I was doing a podcast. You may notice, you may even say it was funnier when I was drinking, especially the International Women's Day episode when Luke, if you go back and find International Women's Day, and Luke was one of my co-hosts, and we were having this lovely conversation. And he decided at the end of the conversation, after we did the whole thing talking about how we're not going to be misogynistic, we're not going to objectify women, we're not going to do any of that stuff. And Luke says, "I got a song for International Women's Day." And I go, "Okay, let's play it. You'll take us out with your music." And he takes his car, his guitar, and he starts playing. I don't know if he had his guitar. He may have just started singing it. He starts singing, "I love pussy, 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 pussy." And he does that whole thing. And I go, God damn it, Luke. We did that whole episode. And you end it with that. And I was kind of pissed. And it was kind of pissing me off. And it was kind of making me laugh. In the end, I thought it was hilarious. And I kept it right in there. I said, well, listen, I'm going to have to sign off again and apologize. It's no insult to you, Luke, but you actually did pick the worst episode. The worst episode to sing that song. You could have sung it. It was on 75 episodes before then. So you could have sung, or 50 episodes, whatever. You could have sung that song, and you chose the International Women's Day one. So yeah, that's interesting. And that's live broadcasting, and I kind of do all my are pretty much live when you think about it. I don't live broadcast it, but I rarely ever edit anything out. I don't edit anything out. I don't know how to edit anything out. I could, but I can never make it so it's seamless. So it's seamless. I'm glad I didn't do it because I don't want it to be that kind of show for me. And I know it may be better for you or maybe better for a wider audience, but I'd rather keep the real component of it with the rasping for air. I know sometimes I'm breathing out after that. I don't want to do that. I don't think I have to do that. I think I'm standing too close to the mic, perhaps. I don't have a problem breathing. I do lots of cardio. I shouldn't have any problem doing it. But what I wanted to talk to today, which I talked to you about and mention, and it's the way I think, because a lot of times it reinforces what I know should be the thing I should think about. And that's ambience. And it's important for bars to have an ambience that's in line with their business model, right? If you're a sports bar, you play music that's appropriate to a sports bar. If you're a country western bar, obviously. If you're more of a singles place, you're going to play more current pop music. If you're more urban, contemporary, yes, you're going to play a little rap and things like similar to that genre. I almost said that thing, Brad, that you told me not to say. Brad was the one who brought to attention that I was saying a phrase over and over. And I'm making a concerted effort to do that. So the ambience, and I say ambience and ambiance. I think ambiance is the right way to say it. But my Philadelphia wants to say ambiance, just like I said, instead of saying ham sandwich, I say ham sandwich. Or maybe I say the ham sandwich right. People used to make fun. Ham. So what? Now, you know, fuck it if I can't say it right. I had a speech impediment when I was young. So what? I mean, it's fixed. I'm mostly fixed now. It's not going to change much. I'm 60 years old. So I don't think all of a sudden I'm going to be speaking correctly. But I think I'm distinct enough that you can understand what I'm saying. I don't understand how I get all these foreign listeners, though. What are they hearing and what are they listening? And I hope you don't learn the patterns of my speech. But the ambiance. Ambiance is the atmosphere you want to set. It's general feeling that you're giving. So if it's it's really simple. If you're running a fine dining establishment, there's certain music, there's certain motif, you know, the way your place is decorated, the way you dress, the way you treat the customers. There's, I don't know if the bar and restaurant are still open. There was a place called Dick's. And not Dick's Sporting Goods. And the servers and bartenders, they just treat the people, you know, they're real crass and dickish. They're dickish. They act like dicks. Or not assholes, because it's called dick. And a dick is different from an asshole, which is different from a douchebag or a shithead. But if you're running a place that's kind of a rough corner bar and stuff like that, you can be an asshole, shithead, douchebag. It may fit in with your motif, and people might like it. There was a band down here called Big Dick and the Extenders. I think it was Big Dick and the Extenders. And the guy would insult people when they came in. It was famous for it. It was a big guy. And he used to insult people. He'd do a little, and supposedly he was funny as hell and just insult people. And it worked wherever he went. He had a following and he used to play different places. He played up until the, I think a couple of years after I got here. I'm sorry I never got to see him. Matter of fact, I think he might have passed away. I wish I could have spoke to the guy. But when you're playing down here, if it's a tiki bar, what makes sense to play, there's some island country music you play. There's Jimmy Buffett. There's Marley. There's that island music, kind of like steel drums. That all works. And sometimes if you have a theme night, sometimes it could be rock. Sometimes it could be straight country. Even though I'm not particularly a country fan, there are country. There are actually, the place I work, they play a music streaming service called Sonos. And it's mainly for restaurants and I guess retail establishments. And you can set the genre of music. And you could do that with Spotify. You could do, imagine, with iTunes, any streaming service, Amazon Music, all those places. I used to use Amazon, then I switched to Spotify because I found it more accommodating to build my playlist that I need for my indoor cycling class, spin class. And it's either build that playlist. And that music is very essential for that. It really, really is. You can really change the tone of your place by that. And you can change it by your decorations, by the signs you have up there. If you have some those signs, if you put in the bathroom, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and lift the CD or wipe the CD. that's not going to be in a fine dining establishment. Or if you go into a bar and they have a sports page, they change the sport page right where the urinal is. So you get to look at something. So you're not holding your, when you're holding your penis in your hand, you're not looking around at the person next to you if they have the row of urinals. I think it's a nice thing so you can look straight ahead. Because it's kind of creepy when someone looks over and goes, hey, how you doing, man? And then you look, you slowly look down and your eyes widen. That could make someone uncomfortable, right? So besides just music and the decorations and how you do it, the kind of glassware you use, the kind of table settings, whether you use tablecloths or don't use tablecloths. When I see tablecloths, nice white tablecloths, excuse me, I'm about to sneeze. I'm not going to edit that out. Oh, I hope it's not three sneezes. I don't do that too often. And no, I'm not sick. But every so often there's an errant sneeze, and today it showed up during a podcast. So what was it talking about? The glassware, your tablecloths. When I see a white tablecloth, I think it's a finer dining establishment because, you know, they're making the investment in putting a white tablecloth on a table. And by the requirements of the attire that you have when they come in. If it's a tiki bar, guys might not wear a shirt. They may come down here. If it's an outdoor tiki bar, they come in with their bathing suit, not wear a shirt on, tank tops, girls in bikinis. I have no problem with that. That is wonderful. That is great. But I do know that if you're trying to set the tone and it's a fine dining establishment and someone does come in with that attire, you're going to have to draw the line sometimes because other people may say, you have to be concerned of what the other customers think. Right? You have to be concerned about it. If you walk into a place and have a piano, and it's more of a martini bar, and people come in to have some light conversation, what they consider to be high times in a good way, high society. They fancy themselves polite society. They don't want to hear wagon wheel or I love this bar, two country songs I really am not a big fan of. And whenever I tell people that, that's the one song they want to play. And you know what? I don't have a problem with it anymore. Or beer for my horses and whiskey for my friends, which is another stupid ass song. That's my opinion. I apologize. I listen to other songs too, my own songs that I like, and I realize their lyrics are stupid too. But sometimes when I really get into music, when I don't like a song, I listen to the lyrics and say, yeah, I was right. My first instinct was right. This is a stupid song. Okay. And that you sing that one song. I love his bar. Oh, God. It just seems lonely. The people sound like they're divorced. They probably have some kind of restraining order against them. At least one DUI. You know, some substance abuse problem. So I diverged on that. I did talk about the clothing for the employees, the workers, the bartenders, the servers. When you walk in a place and they're wearing white shirts, black pants, a little better. Polo shirts, great. Long sleeve shirts, better. Silk shirts, better. Tie with a white shirt, great. Tie with an apron, somewhat, maybe overdoing it. But yeah, I know. Maybe not. Maybe not. There's all different. But if you're walking with t-shirts and shorts, chances are it's not fine establishment. More, you know, things that you'd find at Hooters. There's no problem with Hooters. Hooters is they know their audience. You got to know your audience, what you're trying to attract in, what you're going to try to do well. But you can have a restaurant. The nice thing about a restaurant or a bar, you could change your ambiance. We're going to say, oh, we're going, forget about it. We're going all country. We're going to turn it into an opera place. We're going to sing, we're going to break out in opera songs. in the middle of whenever you're serving. They'll do it. Oh, we're going to do a piano or dueling pianos. Or we're going to do rap battles. You can always change the ambiance of your place, but you should be consistent. You should be consistent. You got to tie everything in together. Look at the big picture. And that's an easy thing to do. It really is an easy thing to do. It's easier than going, you know, destroying the place and remodeling the whole thing. Obviously, you're going to, if you're nifty 50s, you're going to really have to do a little work. Nifty 50s is like a 50 style diner. You're going to have to do some remodeling. But most of the time, you don't. You just throw in a couple white tablecloths, a handlebar mustache, you're Papa Giuseppe. Okay, I'll be back in a moment. I don't want to record too much because I don't want to lose this audio. Be back. Well, hello, I am back. So just previously, I was talking about ambiance, and I have a story to relate to you. It's not necessarily about ambiance. It's about unintended overheard conversations. I guess that's a long, it's really drawn out. I just had someone hear something I didn't want them to hear in the context. They heard it, if that makes any sense. But here's the story. If you're an avid listener, you know I'm a fitness instructor. I teach indoor cycling at a health facility that's in a hospital down here in the Florida Keys. And it's today. It's Friday. I have a 9 o'clock class, and I have, there's a class before mine and a class after me. Well, let me see. It's probably the wrong number. Let's see what it is. Hello, this is Jim. Oh, it's a phone bank. See, I always ignore the phone banks when they come in. I hear the group of people. There's always a pause when they answer. And next time I'll just leave it on. I'll put it on speaker so you can hear it. So if you're calling someone and they pick up and you don't say anything in 2 seconds, you could have a problem. I understand it may be a problem, but most of the times it means that they're robo-dialing someone and they didn't expect them. They don't expect everyone to pick up, and they're just talking to the next person that picks up. And that's what I just hang up because it's a spam call. So I'm back. I'm a spin instructor, and I'm in the exercise room. We set up. I pull the bikes out. There's up to 20 bikes in there. And afterwards, I put the bikes back, or the students put the bikes back. But after that, I'm usually running into the next exercise instructor, and this young fellow, Adam, is in there. And we get into conversation because my music's still playing over our speaker system. And he goes, oh, that's a good song. And we start talking about music, how we select music. And I was explaining how I use a streaming service. And if you're listening to this, you know it's Spotify. But I mean, it goes out to everyone else. But I use Spotify because they make it easier for this person to build playlists. And any playlist to pick my music, because I like to pick the music while I'm in the class. I don't have preset playlists. I pick the songs depending on how I feel that day. So this way I don't play the same music in a row. So today I picked a bunch of Irish music. I just did a search for Irish workout music, Irish spin music, all these other songs. And then I came up, I started thinking about some of the other music that may be appropriate. And I wanted to get about 6 or 7 songs. And then I could put other pieces of music to kind of fit in with the genre I was doing for St. Patrick's Day, to make it, you know, just a little kitschy, you know what I mean? To make the, you know, make my people know I put a little effort into it. It's not just about going in there and me cycling. Because when I do it, I work out. One of the reasons I love this job is that I have to go in and work out. I have to go in and work out. Now, I'm not saying it's good or bad. Other people go in there and they work out casually. The instructors, I'm not saying most, but some work out casually, don't work out real, but I work out hard with the class members and give instructions while I'm doing it on what effort to put in, what resistance to put in, the RPMs, their you know, where their weight emphasis should be over the pedals, heels down, elbows in, over, over the handlebars, butts over the saddle, blah, blah, all that stuff. And I was talking about music, and I said, you know, a lot of times I like to, this is talking to Adam, I like to get newer music because if I was set to my own presets, my own likes of music, my music would be all from the 90s, 80s, and 70s, and some 60s. But I need newer music, even though there's pop music comes out and stuff like that. And I'm like, yes, I have music. I do come in contact with what I like. So, but if I talk to someone who has different likes than me and they work out a lot, I said, you have music you like to work out. Could you, I'd ask younger people, what music do you think, do you like that would work well in this class? And this way, see what Spotify does and a lot of the streaming services is that when you put music in, if you have I build a playlist, and if there's a bunch of music from the 80s, it only suggests music in style of the 80s. It could be a newer song, but it has to be in style of the music that was on the list. It uses an algorithm to analyze the music, and it makes other suggestions. So I need to have newer suggestions to get suggestions of new music comes out. Get where I'm getting at? So here I go. I'm asking people for music I may have not been exposed to. And the nice thing about Spotify, I can put like, urban genre workout songs, country. I'm not a big country fan, but, you know, I said that previously. But I will play it. It's all, you know, it's not about me. So I'd rather play the music that the students like than I like. It's all about them. And I work out when they're working out. And I feel better when I do it. Yeah, what a great job. I get to work out and get paid. And I do something I love. I love doing it. I love taking a class too. I just don't find the time to do that. And I'm thinking about that. I should go to a spin class. There is one tomorrow. Maybe I should take it. I'm talking to Adam. I'm talking to my music. And then I go, you know, years ago, before they had the algorithm, before it was really good at predicting the kind of music that would work when I have a list on it, I would just ask people that work at the gym. And there was this young woman that worked at the front desk. And her name was Dani. She's a sweetheart. We got along real tight and all that stuff. And she loved Abby. And we were just joking. We always laughing at the front. And so one time before class, I said, you got any music for me? She goes, yeah, I got a song for you. It's by The Weeknd. And I said, oh, The Weeknd. I go, okay. And they put it in. Now, that's when I was starting to use Spotify, and I didn't really know all the ins and outs, but I knew when there was a little E on the bottom, it means explicit, and it could say something in there. And, you know, there's explicit, where they talk about a physical act, right? And, or there's explicit when they say the word dick, meaning you're a dick, not actually talking about a dick. Or when you say fuck, but you're not talking about fucking. Right? There's a Nicki Minaj song from like 2-3 years ago at WAP, Wet Ass Pussy. That's explicit. I do not cringe when I hear that song. I don't particularly like the song, but I think it's a little too descriptive, but it doesn't make me cringe. But I would not play that song either in my spin class. Right? Even if someone asks, I'm not going to play it in the spin class. It's just against the norm. But mild expletives, I don't really have a problem with if it's just thrown in there. If it's a pop song, you know. And there's famous pop songs that have it in, you know, from the 70s and the 80s, right? They just showed up. They're just not so prevalent as they are today. So she mentioned The Weeknd. It said explicit. I said, is it explicit or explicit? She goes, no, just explicit. Not too bad. So I go in the classroom. I'm telling Adam this, that the song, and it was like 15, 20 seconds into the song. And Weeknd sings, I just fucked two girls before I came to see you. And I go, that's explicit. That's an action. And you just see people in the classroom kind of take a pause. There were some older people there, older people that were kind of not into that scene of hearing that music. And all I could think about was, I'm going to hear about this. But I said, Adam, I just fucked two girls at it before you see it. That was the lyrics. And just as I say that, this woman who was in her mid to late 70s opens a door, right? Short gray hair, glasses, stern face. She comes walking in class. Mind you, she's not supposed to be in there because it's in between classes. Adam's still setting up. She just comes walking in, right? And this is kind of bothering me. I maybe make it too much of it. And she starts setting stuff up. And Adam didn't ask her to set things up. She just goes to do it. She thinks she's going to be helpful. And Adam's a nice guy. I don't know if he wants to say it or not. So I feel the need to explain to her when she just walked in and heard that, because I said it quite loud in the room, which you wouldn't hear it out in the hallway where she was because the door was closed. And I said, listen, I was giving him the lyrics to a song and that I didn't know that words were in there. And she's just looking at me. And it felt as if she was judging me. She may not, but she didn't make any response. She didn't even interact. I mean, she walked in on a conversation and she didn't even make an attempt. She did not even make an attempt to excuse herself. Did not even make an attempt to excuse herself and did that. And then I started getting a resentment against her. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, I didn't say this to her, but I said, what the fuck are you even doing in here? Why isn't there a knock and say, can I come in? Because it's not time for you to come in. And I started having resentment. I built this whole thing in my head, this whole narrative. Like, this lady's going to be, she's going to go and tell people that I said this, and she may not be able to say this to anybody because she did walk into a room that was occupied by two people, and she can't come and say that this conversation was in front of me. Or she, you know, she opened a door and walked into a room. When it was in one of the few situations where I said something to someone, I thought it was candid. And I felt the need to explain. And I think, wait a second, I don't have a need to explain anything. If anything said, if it gets said anything, listen, I was having a private conversation about someone when I made a mistake playing music, and then it came out. And I was totally in the rights. And I had no reason to be upset about this woman either. Because if Adam, this guy wants to let her into a room and not, you know, say anything, because I try not to let people walk into a room first, because then it shows me showing favoritism to someone. And then the rest of the class thinks they can come walking in. And then you have people walking around while you're trying to set up your equipment. And so, yeah, here I'm getting more wrapped up in it again. But then just talking about it right now makes me realize, I say, I don't have to do anything about it. But I just think it's kind of funny that here I am trying to describe why I really enjoy the algorithms now, because I don't have to go back and ask for music. I can just go and listen to it, you know, an hour before class and hear the lyrics and make sure that there isn't I just fucked two girls before I came to see you. And then I don't sweat that out anymore. I mean, years ago, I would really have gotten, if I walked in, I said something and someone overheard it. And it's because I was doing the wrong thing. And now it's because someone else, I'm going to put it on. Let's see. Okay. Hello, this is Jim. Hello? Can I help you? Is anyone there? Is it me you're looking for? Hello? I guess not. See, I don't have a problem hanging up on someone like that. See, that was on speaker. I don't get that where Yeah, see, that's the reason why I hang up so quick. And you know, I'm not being rude. I get these phone calls and they don't even think to say hello. And that's it. That could be a spam call. And they say, "Oh, I think I'm going to call someone 60 years old. I'm trying to sell them gold or cryptocurrency." This person doesn't sound like the age group I'm looking for. Well, I'll be back again. Thank you for listening, and be careful what you say if you're not in a secured environment. Bye.